This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec.
All right, let's try this again. This is W8FU. Who's around this morning? KI8A, good morning. I just threw my XPR 5550 on the analyzer, passed everything with flying colors, but it did have to do some alignments. It was giving me a little trouble over the last couple of days roaming. So I'm just wondering how it sounds. Okay, just an answer to that. Back to the drawing board. Anybody else hear me okay? NAWRO Mobile 23 in North. John, I hear you fine. All right, Tim, great. Yeah, so after my trip out to Muskegon and back, I was getting very frustrated, and I had reports that my audio didn't sound great, like it wasn't, like something might be up. So I just benched this thing, went through it completely, realigned it. I do got to change the programming, like Wally was describing, and get the hang time on the repeaters down a little bit. But do you remember the audio being a little funky on my travel? And was it, you know, can you say, oh, yeah, it's better, or you didn't notice, or?
NAWRO, I'm going to say it's better, Sean, but then again, I'm in the mobile, same Connect system radios, but, you know, it is a different radio, different environment. I'm just going to say it's better.
All right, thanks, Tim. I'm going to button this up. You know, the radio passes with flying colors. I'm through-lining the antenna right now. It looks good, so I can rule out the radio and the antenna system. So now I'm going to switch to programming and get that all straightened out. So I appreciate it. NAWRO from W8FU.
Anytime, Sean. Anytime. NAWRO, clear but listening.
NACAF. I got you loud and clear too, Sean. You sound fine.
Third time's a charm. W8RCY. You sound perfectly fine, Sean. And I'm on my modal HD.
KINA monitoring.
This is NAJP mobile.
NAJC. This is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, HLB Township, on Statewide 1. Cochrane 51. Over.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today? Just leaving work. Figured I'd give a shout-out, see if anyone was around. My name's Joe in Macomb County.
Well, I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater here using an Anytone 878 and heard your call, and I thought maybe I'd answer you. Just get some activity on here. I ordered a new radio. I might be able to pick it up today. I'm getting the new Anytone 890, and hopefully I can program that and get it on the air very soon.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I'm running an Anytone 578. I have an 878 and a 778, but I do not have, is that the new, are they calling it the Maverick? Is that the new Maverick model?
Is what one of the vendors is calling it, and it has two digital modes in it, DMR and NXDN. For many years, I've been looking at NXDN and saying, gee, that's an interesting mode. I would like to try it, and but I didn't want to give up DMR to do it, and the radios that were out there at the time seemed to be commercial only and very expensive. So now I get to keep my DMR radio and experiment with NXDN with that radio.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm got another, I'm going down to Dayton this year, and got quite a list of stuff I'm looking for, but I don't know if I'm going to get that one. I'm looking to get another 578 for my base station at my house. I really do like this radio a lot. It's got a lot of good features, and you know, pretty easy to program once you figure out what you're doing, so. But yeah, I do like the Anytone stuff for sure. Good stuff.
Come a long ways. This is my first Anytone, though, and the reason why I bought it, several years ago, I said, I'm not going to buy another radio unless it has Bluetooth on it, where I can hook up a Bluetooth speaker mic or Bluetooth headset. And when this one came out, I got on the wait list and got it. And it works great. So I noticed some of the Anytone base stations are mobile stations, mobile radios. They have a Bluetooth speaker mic optional for it. And that, gosh, I wish I had that on my HF rig.
Yeah, this one does have the Bluetooth feature. However, I've discovered if you have your phone connected to my truck radio, that it will not work, which I'm okay with. The radio's monitoring my center console, so it's, foot and a half from my face. So, it is a nice feature, and, it has its purpose, I'm sure, but I wasn't really that worried about it. I was more looking for the 50 watts, I'm pretty far away from similar repeaters. I want to make sure I'm getting them clear. So, and then HAP for ID.
PID.
There's another station popped in there. I'm going to have to say 73s, and we'll listen for your final. And if the other station is there, go ahead and pick it up with Joe. This is N6WY. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, well, very good. 73D, nice talking to you. Enjoy the new radio. Hopefully you can pick it up today and play with your new toy. This is NMHAP. The other station trying to get in, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilowatt India 8 Alpha KIA, Rod and Howell. Yeah, the 890, that's what I'm talking to you on too right now. I picked one up when they first came out, and I have been absolutely loving this radio. I have about 12 DMR radios, but this one has by far been, I love it over my 878 and 6x2s and all the other ones I have. And I've been able to do things with it I can't possibly do with the other radios. Go ahead.
Oh, man, you're talking me into spending more money than I need to. But, yeah, it does look like a very nice radio. Maybe they'll have a super sweet deal down at Dayton this year, and I won't be able to resist.
Yeah, I don't know. The demand on them is pretty high right now. But I've operated NXDN with it quite a bit now, and I am blown away with the audio quality on NXDN to NXDN. And it's just... it really, really is good. And it's got some other features in it, too, that the satellite tracking, which I think is in my 78 too, but I never used it. But I did try it in this one, and lo and behold, about 2 weeks tomorrow, I think it was, I walked out my driveway, and I saw the space station coming up, ISS, and it was going to be an 88-degree pass, and I could start hearing him at 12 degrees on the horizon. And I thought, wow, that's pretty darn good with a rubber duck. And then I walked in the house to tell my significant other if she wanted to come out and hear it. And I could hear it in the house. So I walked back out. When it hit 38 degrees, I threw out my call, and by golly, they came back to me.
Oh, wow, that's pretty impressive with a rubber duck. We recently built directional antennas in one of the groups I'm in, and I have yet to try it out for satellite stuff. I know my 878 does do that, but just haven't had time to play with that, really. And I'm honestly not familiar with the other mode you were just talking about. I know it's probably obviously a digital mode of some kind, but I'm just dipping my toes into the DMR world here and trying to keep up with that, so. Once I got a handle on that, I'll start trying to learn some more stuff. N8HAP.
Yeah, this is KIA. Well, if you look back in history, DMR mode, which we're talking on right now, is a commercial mode, and that's been adapted for ham radio. And there's two other popular commercial modes out there, P25 and NXDN. And now there's, they have a version of NXDN for ham radio, and so that's what they've added. So it's just another digital mode. So to have a radio that has two digital modes is quite impressive. Now, I have an M1KE, which has a whole bunch of digital modes in it, too. But the other features in this radio, that the one thing I really like, one of the big reasons I bought it, is a feature called DRC, which is auto-leveling for DMR. In other words, if you're listening to a DMR talk group and somebody is incredibly loud and the other person is incredibly low, you got to play, you know, musical volume control. You don't have to do that anymore.
I don't know if I just doubled with somebody there, but yeah, that does sound like a great feature, because I definitely have noticed that I have to play with the volume knob quite a bit to turn them down or turn them up. Never that happy medium where everyone's on the same level. So, yeah, great features. Yeah, maybe I'll do a little research and look into that. So with that other digital mode, is that more of a hotspot type of thing, or is it a I'm not sure where you're at, but is there a local repeater that operates that?
But to my knowledge, there's no local repeaters in Michigan that do it. I'm in Powell, and but hotspot, definitely. And I've done it. I have an MNBVM that I programmed up for it, and then I also have a Shark OpenSpot RF Pro that I programmed up for it, and it works flawlessly with those. I will say one thing. It's a little bit more ticklish with the MNBVMs in terms of frequency, because your frequency, your signal is now 6.25 kilohertz versus 12.5 in DMR. So it's got to be spot on, but it was a very minor issue, so it was not a big deal.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I haven't gotten into the hotspot game either yet. Like I said, when I bought my first DMR was at Anytone 878, and I bought, you know, I think I bought it for BridgeCom, and I got the BridgeCom, you know, code plug with all the Brandmeister stuff in there, and I think I irritated somebody on the CMN network here because I couldn't figure out how to get into the repeater with the stupid thing. So I don't know. I'll dabble my toes into that when I get a little more confident with this stuff. But let me say 732. It was good talking to you. I am almost at the homestead here, so I get off the radio and get inside and check on my kids. This is NHAP. I'll say 73 after your final.
Okay, okay. I don't know if you go by Joseph or Joe, but NHAPKIA 73 to end. Really been nice talking to you, and have a great day. Great signal, I mean, great audio. It all sounds good. Take care. KIA
73, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
DRC. This is KIA 3.
All right, this radio's got a clean bill of health. W8FU. What'd you do, put it on the alignment tool? Yes, I did. That reminds me, I got to call Paul. And I'll tell you what, we had a hell of a day today. Got to call him back. He helped me out earlier, and I got to tell him what I eventually found. This thing was giving me all sorts of grief.
I'm glad you got it all figured out, and tell Paul I said hello.
Well, this thing was giving me all sorts of grief, all the way out to Muskegon, all the way back, and you know, I still got to update the code plug and maybe even the firmware, but I threw it on the 8100, ran it through its paces, and I think it was failing several things and everything, 100%, all right as rain now, so we'll see if that has any effect. Does it sound okay? Is the audio quality, is it good?
Yeah, it sounds fine. What radio is that, by the way? If it's the one I think it is, DM32, I would be shocked if the alignment tool actually worked for that.
Oh, God, no. This is a Motorola XPR5550 with the handheld control head.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Well, cool. Yeah, nice. I wasn't sure that you have the capabilities for many other radios other than the APX family, but that's sweet. I imagine that thing can do pretty much any Motorola radio if you have the the package for it or whatever. But yeah, I did hear you going across the state there and struggling a bit, and you and Wally were only able to talk for so long before either you or Wally was out of range, and sounded like it was a little bit of a bummer. But it was a good thing you had the All-Star node to fall back to, because that seemed to work pretty well.
Oh, yeah. No, that worked phenomenal. You know, of course, you're on your phone's hotspot, you know, connection. So be that as it is. But, yeah, you know, it works beautifully. Always has. But I suspect there was a little bit of work that this thing needed, but it's like you said, it's got a clean bill of health now, and then plus I think I got to update the firmware and get the code plug updated. I think Wally's made a lot of changes and things, and this one never. I don't think this one ever had one of the super duper code plugs. Although I did see the Oakland zone in this one, so I'm thinking maybe Wally did look at this one at one time. Anyhow, it's got a very early version of his code plug, if in fact it's what he's looked at. So we'll get it juiced up, doctored up, and get it working. Maybe change my mind, making us so hostile to DMR. You digital guys.
Yeah, It seems to be working, and I don't know. I think DMR can have its perks if you can get a radio that gives you audio leveling and stuff like that. That will probably solve a lot of the issues that you see. I want to get my radio to Wally. I don't know. He told me to give him the code plug, but I think I'm just going to give him the radio and see what he can do, because I just seem to strike out on it every time I try to mess with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had quite a bit of rain up there in my shop when I left, and now the rain has stopped, and there's dense fog here at Harrington and Grosbeck. So it's like we're in the full gamut. I'm tired, though. I'm glad to be done with the week. Get home. I might monkey around with I got some new archives for my 8500 and my Harris XL200. I may play around with those a little bit. We'll see. Yep, now here comes the rain again. So now I got the rain and the fog. But, all right, I'm going to go give Paul a call. He called me and I was in the middle of a nightmare fire I had to put out. Oh, cut right in front of me, idiot. And, unless he shows up here, we'll be back. W8FU.
All right. Please, KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
KE8MWN.
How are you doing there, good sir?
Not bad. Just heading to Falls Bay City to head home. I've been on the clock since like 6:30 this morning, so I leave a little early today.
Hey, was it you that was saying I sounded a little cruddy when I was on my way to and from Muskegon?
Yeah, Paul was riding with me too, and we both heard it, and we're like, man, it almost sounds like the old 5550 needs a little tune-up.
Okay, then you're exactly who I want to talk to. I was just going to give Paul a call. I was battling with this thing for a while this morning. I called Paul to see if he could give me, because, you know, we don't work on XPRs. And so, you know, when it comes to all the pickadillies of the XPR series, I've, you know, just soon talked to somebody who knows. But how about now? What do you notice now? You think it's sounding good now? Because it's I ran through the Freedom and 100%, checked out 100%, and after adjustments.
Said you ran it through the auto-tune and everything's 100% good in and out?
I only caught a syllable there. Were you asking me if I'm on it now? If that was what you asked, yes, this is the same exact radio except for post-alignment.
No, I was just asking, you ran it through the auto-tune, and after the auto-tune and the adjustments were made, you said it's 100% good. Now, I was just clarifying, making sure I understood what you said.
Yeah, that's correct. But I guess what I'm asking is, since you're the one that actually heard it when it was sounding kind of fishy, I guess that's all cleared up now, sounding good to you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. It's night and day difference. The only thing I was going to ask is, since I do it all the time, I probably listen to stuff that the average person doesn't. So when you read the code logout and you're under the general settings, look at it and make sure that the analog and digital AGC boxes are checked. That'll help, too. Because if the mic gain settings are adjusted manually, it takes a little tweaking to get it just right to your voice and level and all that stuff. So, like this one here, I don't know how it sounds to you, but I have the automatic gain control set on this one.
Okay, real good, real good. All right, I'm going to give Paul a call. I'm going to give it back over to John. John, I apologize. I knew he was the one that heard my audio, and I made all these changes today, so I just kind of wanted to get to the bottom of whether, yes, it sounds better, or there's something else. It is a handheld control head, so there's that. I don't know if those have a sound or something that has to be compensated for. I will check that AGC stuff. But all right, I'm going to jump out of here for a few, let you guys carry on, and we'll get back. John, sorry you piggied it up. I just wanted to get to the bottom of that while we could. W8FU.
No worries at all, Sean. I'm glad you got the signal report you were looking for. So I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad it sounds like it's sounding better. And I am listening to you on a speaker mic rather than just the radio speaker. It does sound pretty good. Back to Benjamin.
All right. Yeah, I don't know how close you listen, but, he sounds definitely a million times better because you could just tell, the modulation before was hard to explain, but it was really muddled. I don't know if it was deviation balance or modulation fidelity, or I don't know what it was without watching it on the monitor, but there was definitely something that seemed off. So he's a whole lot clearer than he was, and yeah, that's that. So how's your day going?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. I can't complain. Working a decent amount. Looking forward to the warmer months coming up here. I think we got a pretty decent weekend coming up. Seems like it's fairly warm out there today, but a little rainy over here and foggy. But did you make it to the interoperability meeting?
I did not. I was bummed out about that. I just had so much going on at work, and I ended up getting on there the day that it closed. And so I had sent Jacqueline an email down there in Lansing, and I'd asked her if she could still somehow get me squeezed in there. And she said they had a bunch of stuff, so they weren't really able to do that. So I was kind of bummed because I really wanted to go. I got sick last year right before it, and I didn't want nobody to get mad. So I was able to cancel early enough so that nobody got mad at me. But a bummer 2 years in a row, that's all I can say. I really like that Interop conference.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've never been to one, but it sounds like it would just be a lot of fun and a lot of neat concepts, ideas, and toys, potentially. I wouldn't really even know what to expect going into it, but you know, the name kind of gives it away, but I think it would probably be really, really cool to see. So one of these years, maybe I'll get invited to something fun like that. But yeah, that is a bummer. Two years in a row, no fun. Is it is it every year, one time a year or two times a year? I'm thinking it's just once a year.
Yeah, it's normally once a year, so it's usually around this time of year, like I think the beginning of March, mid-March normally.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you guys got any big plans for this summer? Any big events coming? Still doing any ARPSC related things or ARIES or whatever group? I know you work for the state or county, but I think you also work in a group like ESC as well.
I was gonna say I'm the assistant EC for Clay County for Oxcom.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. Yeah, I'm hoping to get through Oxcom this year if I can pull off of website development and making logs for everything and. But yeah, Oxcom would be fun. That would be something I gotta get under my belt. But all right, well, I don't want to keep you, but it's good talking to you again. I will probably be clear on your final.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna be just a couple of minutes here. I'm gonna run into the bank and put my check in the bank, and then. I'll be right back on the road here shortly. It's about 5 or 6 minutes to the house from here.
Sounds good. Well, hopefully that all goes well. all right. Well, I'll be monitoring if you want to talk when you get done, but for now, this is KE8WUO.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely jump back on the radio when I get back out to the car. Always good to put these radios to use. KE8MW and back in the mobile.
Not an awful good thing. KWUO.
A little choppy. I don't know if you're a little bit from the tower there or what was going on, but we're back here for a couple minutes anyway.
I noticed the radio was in low power mode right as you were saying that, so hopefully I'm coming in a little clearer now.
Yeah, that definitely sounded better. A little kick in power help. I got mine on low power, but by the way, the crow flies, I'm only probably 3 or 4 miles from the site, so I generally keep my mobiles on low power once I start getting a little further away.
Yeah, I'm just using an HT, and I'm inside my office at work, so I'm surprised it was working as well as it did. I'm going to look at the dashboard and see what I'm coming in as, just because I'm curious. Yeah, Ben, you are coming in real good. I'm seeing some of yours are coming over in the negative 53, whereas I'm around 100, 102. It might be, yeah, there's 116 in there, so I'm getting close on a couple.
Yeah, I see that. I see the one where you must have been on low power. You were at -116.4, and that's pretty much right where you're on the fringe at. Is -116, 117 theoretically, but That depends on a lot of factors. My mobiles, I think I usually slap them on the service monitor maybe every 6 months, just run them through the test and make sure everything's in good shape, and it's usually all right. I don't have to really do much with them.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anyone with as good of an RSSI as you before. So that's pretty interesting, pretty impressive. And then, yeah, my negative 116.4 shows an 18.2% loss. So that's almost 20% of my transmission. So not great, but I could see how that would be hard to receive. But, I'm curious, have you ever made it to a interoperability? I assume you did, and just kind of curious what it's like there. If you could just give me a little idea of what all goes on.
Well, there's a lot that goes on down there. Sometimes they have like little breakout sessions and stuff that they call it, where you'll go to certain specific things, and others might be doing something else while you're simultaneously in one thing. So it's there's a lot to do, so I can't necessarily say how all of it is, but it's, you know, a lot of people down there like-minded, and then there's some that people avoid that go there, but it's still a great time, and you make the best of it. It's never a dull moment.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Sean. Go ahead. This is KE8WUO.
Oh, I just got off the phone with Paul, told him all the rigmarole I went through. Actually, 80% of my issue was just me being unfamiliar with the XDR and how to tune it up on a Freedom 8100. And, you know, so it was my own worst enemy on that one. We do so little on that. But thus said on all that, I did get it in the end, and Paul was glad to hear. So I'm just on my way home now. I got to stop and get Mama a couple prescriptions, and I don't know where we are in the conversation. I heard something about the way they do it down there, so I don't know what I missed or what I'm out of the loop on. So clue me in. John, all you said is go ahead and take it, so I think you're up.
Yeah, I was just kind of asking Ben what all goes on at the interoperability doohickey, and he made some valid points that, you know, when you're down there, you kind of move within your, you know, realm of expertise, and so you don't maybe see what everybody does, but he was able to divulge a little bit to kind of broaden my horizons, but we'll send it back over to Ben. This is KE8WUO.
Yeah, there's lots of options, or at least when I was there last, and, you know, you just kind of pick the certain things that you're interested in. Usually other people that are down there too, you know, most people are kind of like-minded and stick together with a certain breakout, you know, sessions and stuff, if they still do it like that. I did not look at what the itinerary was for this year. Sean can probably answer for this year better than I can, since I didn't get to go. But, yeah, that's that. Let Sean chime in there. This is KE8MWN.
Yeah, okay, I was going to ask you, Ben, did you go? I said, damn it, how did I miss you? But, you know, what it used to be two distinct conferences. There was the AUXCOM conference, and you know all about AUXCOM, right? And then there was the interoperability conference. And, but they found that there was a lot of overlap. And so they combined them several years ago. In fact, I think the first year I went, they were the first year they combined them.
and maybe after the Ray Wolf. I haven't missed one, and I was thinking about that the other day. I'd have to think about how long I've been going. I just it's been a while. I mean, I've been on the board for six years. So that's six guaranteed right there. And then I went several years before that. There wasn't one, you know, for a COVID year, I don't think. But anyhow, so as long as I can remember, it's been combined. And so when they combined it, they had, like, the public safety-related stuff would be, like, here, and then they would have breakout sessions for the Oxcom stuff. But, again, they're finding that, you know, there's a lot of interest across the disciplines. And because, you know, what are we here for? You know, and I'm speaking from an Oxcom perspective. Why are we here? To supplement communications, you know, in that realm. And so it's nice to, like, open eyes to people that don't normally see, you know, like, you know, like I was with my emergency manager and my deputy emergency manager, and they got to see a lot of what, you know, the Oxcom stuff can do and everything like that. You know, above and beyond what we show them daily and all that stuff. And then, and I got to see my partners that I work with all the time. And we actually, every year, I get at least one, if not two, projects moving or going and everything like that over cocktails in the bar, you know. And this year was no exception. Two particular projects, you know, just sitting down with those people that I work with all the time. But you don't really sit down and have a beer with them and BS. And we had a lot of, you know, we get a lot of good stuff from there. But it's interesting. I'm going to talk to Wally and work on some sort of a presentation we can do about it or something like that at one of the local meetings. W8FU, go ahead, John.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wasn't real sure of, is whether or not it was primarily law enforcement, you know, and maybe federal government or something like that, or if it was mainly Oxcom and public safety type of things, or what all was going on up there. And so it'd just be, you know, kind of interesting to, you know a little bit more about what that is. And that's why I was asking the question. But I don't know. Sounds interesting. Sounds like a fun time. Wally was talking about they showed maybe some toys, so I'm curious to hear about those. But I don't know how much of that all you can talk over the air about, or even to me about, but we'll pass it over to Ben.
The last time I went, just because of the way my work scheduling and stuff has been, I last went when it was up in Traverse City. I've not been to Muskegon yet. Like I said, last year I come down with COVID right before the conference. So with a couple of days to spare, I was able to email Jacqueline and let her know that I was going to have to drop my spot because of being sick. And this year I emailed her when I realized that day was the closing day, and she emailed me back Monday and said they were just, you know, too packed and packed, but they had a lot going on trying to get it all finalized. So it's all right. I mean, I'm not mad about it or any of that. It is what it is. I would have liked to have went this year, though.
Well, I've never regretted going. You know, there's a lot, you know, that's the thing, is they have up in this, and when it was 5 days in Traverse City, and, you know, it was a bit much, but this is not bad. You have a half day on Tuesday, it's starting at 1, so you come for the you can drive in the morning. You don't have to stay. So you can leave on Tuesday morning and be there in plenty of time to register and take in the session. And that's where they do the business of the interop board. You know, the committees, and we talk about, you know, what we've accomplished in the subcommittees and the breakout committees and stuff. And a few other odds and ends. And then Wednesday is just filled with, you know, mostly presentations and that. And, you know, and with the breakouts, you know, you can choose this, you can choose that, you know, and that's a full day. And then they have the vendors, you know, and all that, you know, and, you know, the vendors do a thing, and, you know, a networking session, and then, you know, and then, you know, like we, it's been an opportunity for us to get together with our Motorola partners. We generally go to dinner with them one night, you know, while we're there, and you know, that's good to sit with them in a still professional environment, but, you know, in a more casual environment, you know, and then on Thursday, they wrap it up by noon and send you on your way. I mean, I think it's perfect and all good. And like I said, not everything is great. You know, it's like there was one or two hour sessions that I said I didn't really need to go to either. You know, but sometimes I pick one and it's like surprisingly good and I got something out of it. Other times I'll pick one and go, this can be really good. And it's like, that's really, you know, so yeah, it just, you never know, right? You don't really have to go tomorrow. But we'll, like I said, we'll talk more about it. I am pulling up here to the, I just let my Christmas talk go. I'm pulling up here to the drive-thru pharmacy. I will be listening, but I'm going to probably have it off while I battle with the pharmacy tech. W8FU. John?
There might have been a KF8DLX in there. If you were trying to get in, go ahead. Nothing heard. All right. Well, I appreciate the information, and I look forward to hearing your and Wally's reports. And it sounds like a fun time. It sounds like Motorola goes there, and that's one of the booths I would really like to visit. I really want to look at that Streamcaster stuff. Those things seem the Sylvis technology. I don't know if you've looked at any of that, Ben. But that stuff looks pretty sweet.
Technology is it?
Just recently bought Sylvis Technologies, and they basically build these things called Streamcasters, and they're kind of like a wearable Wi-Fi modem. however, they're kind of they cover a large frequency band, and you can use them as regular radios. They're fully encrypted, and they're really used with like ATAC and ITAC and WinTAC and all that. They're kind of a first responder, more of a police enforcement type thing than public safety, mainly because of the cost. But they're really cool. It's kind of looking to be a potential future for radio, you know, where everything's going kind of digital, and those little devices, they allow you to, you know, sync drone feeds across everybody in the field. They can, you know, see what the drone sees on a map and, you know, show where, you know, you're at, where a location of like a supply closet is, and there's all kinds of neat stuff that you can do with those. And with Motorola just having bought that, I think that would be a really cool thing. And some of the technology behind that is really, really neat. Especially as they bring more computers and technology into the field, that kind of allows getting that information back out to like the command posts and stuff like that. So I think those things will be really cool if we start, you know, if the state starts deploying those with police, especially like a SWAT team and whatnot. But they're pretty cool. We'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that here in a little bit. I'm probably going to head on into the house here. I've been parked in the garage for a few minutes. And so I'm going to go get all this stuff situated and relax a few minutes. And I think my wife wants me to cook chili tonight. So I'm probably going to have some cooking to do here in just a couple of minutes. So with that, we'll say 7-3 on your final. This is KE8MWN.
See
you. Have a good one, Ben. 73 KE8WUO.
Yeah, so anyhow, I was listening the whole time. I just pulled out with my scripts. And so, the vendors, they do bring some product to look at and fondle and brochures and swag, little junk that most people that go to a lot of these say, I'm not going to bring any more of it home, although Nokia had a really nice little cooler bag that allowed me to carry a couple of the little swagalicious items I grabbed and some papers and stuff like that. So I did grab one of those. But you're not going to get a lot of really in-depth, you'd enjoy it. You'd get a lot out of it, but the vendor from Evils are not as, super high tech. Brochures, a few examples of products you can fondle and look at, and people that can tell you about it. So you'd enjoy it, but just not super high tech. They have another one they do. It's just in Lansing, and it's just for a couple hours or 3 hours to go. They feed you lunch, and they show off the stuff. Specifically public safety. I'm sure they have an expert team on that stuff there.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That would be interesting. It'd be kind of cool to see. Did you happen to get a Motorola hat while you were out there? I know you're a bit of a collector.
Oh no, I just was looking for a replacement. I got one from them, and it's my absolute favorite hat. They're just so ratty. I can't use it for anything but running and maybe biking, but I did find another one at that one show, the blue one, which is real nice. So I wouldn't pass a good one up if I found one, but no, I wasn't looking. And they generally don't have swag that's that good. Nowadays it's pencils and all the little trinkets, a lot of little LED flashlights and stuff like that. So the Harris dealer always has little rubber ducks. I never understood what they were for. They used to have police, fire, EMS. They used to have a nurse one. And I always just said, I don't get it. I never got one. Then I saw this old Jeep thing with the ducks. I went, oh, okay. So if I have a friend that has a Jeep, I grabbed the police and fire one. But this year they didn't have all the different styles. So snooze, you lose, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Yeah, sounds interesting. Yeah, I figured that Motorola hats would probably not, if they did have them, they wouldn't stick around long. They'd go quick, and that is kind of an expensive, bunch of, giveaways or whatever. So that makes sense. But, it sounds like you had fun, and it sounds like you guys learned a lot and had some good conversations and maybe got some things in motion at your after party. So it sounds like you guys should do that more often.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's opportunity. So, all right, John, I just pulled up at the here. I'm going to grab the mail back into my spot and get inside and see what the night brings. I will be back out here in a bit, and I might be playing with a little radio programming. I've got to reprogram my 8500 and my Harris 200. I got new archives from the state, so now I got to go doctor them up with the goodies. So I may putz with that a little this weekend. I don't think I have anything major on the agenda. It's just stuff I want to procrastinate on. So after yours, I'm going to call it as well. KWUO from WAFU.
All right. Well, you have a good one, sir, and we will talk again soon. And I can definitely relate to what you said about things that you want to put off till later or procrastinate on. I know how that goes. So kind of the way it goes when you have a lot to do all the time. But all right, 73's KEAWUO.
WA meeting. W-A-T-D.
What's up, Wally? K-E-8-W-U-O. You just missed a pretty decent little QSO.
Are they talking about me?
What else is there to talk about?
It's a great subject. I can put my foot in my mouth 30 different ways. How you doing, buddy? I'm just leaving the office.
We're pretty good. Just still at the office, but... kind of winding down for the day. I think I'm going to take off. I got a couple of tools I got to quote, but they'll be here next week. And they're not due till the 13th, and today's the 6th, so I got a week to do them. So I should be fine. But, yeah, probably get out of here and enjoy the weekend. I hear it's supposed to be warmer. I'm not sure if it's going to rain or not. I thought I heard tomorrow it would, but I don't know about Sunday.
Yeah, the big news network, not the local news network, was showing moderate chance of severe storms tomorrow. I don't know if that's true or not, and high 50s. So, who knows? But we shall see. Other than that, we just had a monster downpour over here, and now we got visibility down to about half a mile. Of course, that's by the lake, of course.
Yeah, it would be kind of neat to live in that area just because of, you know, the lake effect stuff, you know, the warmer water than the air. I from what I understand, it's still very foggy all throughout the county. I think Sean was saying it was really rough when he left the shop not that long ago. And so I think it's pretty foggy everywhere. And I did see the storms that came through. They were quite massive, so you probably did get pretty good rain down there. But I don't see storms on my radar for tomorrow. I just show rain. So hopefully that's the case. But Sunday does look nice, so we'll see.
That'll be good. Yeah, next Friday, week from today, we head off to Florida for a week. So a couple days of work, and the rest of it just doing Florida things. So looking forward to that, taking a break.
Yeah, for sure. Heading out to Florida this time of year would be awesome. Kind of usher in the summer and the spring a little bit faster. You go down there, get a taste of it, and come back and, you know, maybe go through a week or two of colder weather, and then hopefully things start to warm up. So, yeah, that sounds fun. Florida is, man, I need to get down there and do some diving in the Great Lake, or not the Great Lake, in the ocean. I haven't dove the ocean yet, so. And then there's a bunch of caves I got to dive down there, too, hoping to get cave certified this year. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, well, have fun. Florida will be a blast. Where are you going in Florida?
You're going to not believe this one. Orlando, Disneyland. There's a good sign of summer. My neighbor's got his lawnmowers out. Disneyland. We're doing one of the products we represent for Lyft called Stroke Coin. They were supposed to do it in Holland, it's the country Holland, but something happened. I'm not sure what. So that's going to be the following year, but this is going to be Disneyland. So we're going to get there in like 2 or 3 days early, a couple days of meetings. New products, things of that nature. Marion's going with me, of course, but she can do whatever she wants, hang out by the poolside, things of that nature. But they wine and dine us and take pretty good care of us, and they usually got a pretty good budget for meals and drinks and stuff. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it sounds like a decent little workcation, you know. That sounds fun. That would be pretty cool. I almost joked that, where are you going, Disney World or Disneyland, whatever one it is, and it turns out you were. So, too funny. One of these days I want to go down to Florida and maybe, like I said, do a little bit of diving, and then I really want to see a SpaceX launch, just because I think that would be I kind of more or less want to see the landing. I want to see those boosters come back in and get grabbed by the tower. I think that would be pretty slick. A little bit relevant to my work, but my boss promised me that he would take me to SpaceX one of these years, but that was last year, so he still hasn't done it, but I don't know, I'm excited for you. Sounds like Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, you know that conference that we were just at, I was amazed. I mean, I thought I saw two or three charts that pointed out that, you know, that's backup communications for some places now, too, emergency communications, SpaceX. So who knows, it might be mainstream someday, but, you know, they give you the chart of, okay, if this, then this, then this, then this, then this. And a couple of the presenters actually had SpaceX stuff on there, you know, Elon. And I go, oh, so what is going to happen?
Yeah, I'd imagine that that's quite the network that they're building, and as time goes on, it seems like the Starlink stuff is getting cheaper. I'm not sure if you're referring to them having Starlinks or if they're using some other interface to interact with the satellites, I'm kind of right on the edge of pulling the trigger and getting one of them, and it's kind of one of those things that I kind of need. So, I mean, I don't really need it, but I kind of do. You know, it's kind of one of those things that falls into our realm of expertise of, you know, redundant communications and blah blah blah. But yeah, that would. That would be interesting to see what all those guys are using to fall back on. I'd have to imagine places like Comtech even probably fall back to, you know, and have a Starlink at their disposal. But I don't know, maybe not.
That one I don't know either. WBD. Yeah, that one I don't know either, so I guess we'll just wait and see or ask sometime. But yeah, that's the right word. I didn't use, you know, SpaceX company Starlink's a service. I meant to use the right service. Yeah, they were saying Starlink. So yeah, that was definitely part of some of the presenters' backup plans, or some of the, you know, municipalities' backup plans. So I thought, okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, low orbit satellite, you know, not that hard to get to, real easy to deploy. You know, and a lot of people could use it. So I thought, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think with the amount of those things that they're putting up there, they're going to be, probably a pretty reliable method before too long. I do hear a fair amount of people saying that, you know, they would never rely on Starlink, and I don't know how the performance is, but I think for a small team, it's probably perfectly fine. For a place like Comtech or, you know, a larger operation, I'm not sure. Maybe they would want more than one, but I'm not sure if that would even work. But I'd have to imagine they're going to ramp it up and improve the performance. I've seen some stuff come across my desk that suggests that we've quoted satellite dishes, which I never realized that there's dishes on the Earth that point up at those. It's really interesting to see some of those type of things. Really tight tolerances on the actual dish itself, which was surprising to me. I guess that makes sense, but yeah, I don't know, they were interesting. And then we've seen some, like, carriers actually hold, I'm not sure if it holds it in the spacecraft, but it holds, like, 13 Starlinks in it, and they can deploy it. I don't know if they're, like, dipping them in a tank or something like that for a chemical coating, or if it's actually what's used in the craft to, like, release them. Typically, it's not that. We don't do a lot of flight hardware, so it's probably... like fixturing to actually build them and process them and whatnot, but it's, they're definitely pouring a lot of money into it, so pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat stuff too. Well, you know, many years ago, and then I'll let you go after this, we used to steal cable, you know, TVs, HBOs and Cinemax and all that other stuff back when it was a thing. You know, buy these 8, 10, 12 foot dishes, put them in your backyard, and just get the arc right, get any TV channel you wanted up there, you know, and then they started encrypting it, and they didn't encrypt it very well. It was easily hacked. I mean, it took the satellite geeks back then not less than a day to unhack it, you know, and then they would change the codes, and I'd get a postcard in the mail with the codes. So, you know, it was 4 digits of 4, you know, and then, one through nine, including zero, and then, like, A, B, C, D, E, and F. And then if all you had to do was four sets of 4, I don't know what level of encryption that was, and that's all you needed, and you were in for a month.
Yeah, that sounds relatively easy to brute force a way in. I imagine over the years it probably got harder and harder because they would do, rate limiting and stuff like that to make that harder to do. But yeah, that's interesting. Hopefully, they figured out how to keep that kind of stuff secure. I'm surprised to hear that that's all that you had to do back, you know, in the old days is just point a dish at it, that there was no, you know, encoding or decoding or anything like that that had to be done. And then they did try to probably encode it or, you know, encrypt it, if that's the right word, to decrypt the signal. But it doesn't sound like they thought it would be as easy as everybody found it to be. But all right. Well, I know you said you were going to let me go, so I will stop rambling. This is KEA-WUO. Good talking to you. I'll be clear after your final. 73s.
Yeah, what eventually put the end to it was the small dishes. Dish Network. What was the other one? DirecTV. Then they started doing really high-end encryption, and then it became less and less and less. And, you know, like anything else, we started losing channels. The postcards took 2 weeks to get, you know, things like that. But there for a while in time, we were literally getting the postcards 2 or 3 days before they changed the codes. So I'm sure there's a lot of guys out here that remember those days, but you know, I lived in rural America, and just about everybody had one of those things in their backyard. And you still can see them from time to time when you drive around. You still can see the big, ugly dishes in some people's yards. And I'm sure that, you know, it was analog, and I'm sure that it's not there. It was a fun time, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I could find a satellite. I'll talk to you later. You'll be good. W-A-B-D. Orinther, K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-E-A-F-C-R, Statewide 1 Mobile.
K-E-A-K-J-O. N-E-W-R-O, N-E-W-R-O, K-E-A-K-J-O. K-E-A-Y-N-U, K-E-A-Y-N-U. K-E-A-Y-N-U. Hey, the Elder, K-E-A-K-J-O.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, I just got done handing out water. We have 4 water main breaks here in town. So, I don't know if you want to throw something out there if anybody wants to help hand out water. I just got done. I got to go eat.
I can get something out there. I just need some further information on it so I can get the team going if that's right. If you catch him on, maybe get me on the bat phone.
I am actually driving to dinner with the kids. It's on the St. Clair wind site. Water and stuff. Fire chief went and checked out one of the hydrants that were, you know, checked the bay when he opened it up.
That's how I'm losing the word on the thing. I'm a little bored. I should be able to find it.
N-A-W-R-O. Was that you, Wally?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Not a whole bunch. How about yourself? Just kind of an odd day. My hours are all mixed up there. Just got up from a little bit of a daytime nap because I was up earlier today. So back on the desk, and the weather looks odd out there, all foggy and stuff. Yeah, in a way, that's the early warning system for us, so it's kind of good you still have that. And I did hear that the possibility might exist. We'll have to start keeping watch again that time of season.
Yes, sir. I think it's close. Let me find my telly. What's on my telly? What'd you do with my telly, going, dear?
Maybe just on the coffee table.
She thinks it's on the coffee table. Okay. NAWRO from NACAS, do you copy?
NAWRO, Cliff, had a little something, a little issue with the radio, but I copy now.
All right. Well, while he's looking for his phone, I'm out DoorDashing, so I keep an eye on that sort of thing. A tornado touched down in Three Rivers sometime in the past hour. I caught that off the news at the last place I picked up from. And I've looked at it, when I looked at the radar, it looks like there's a couple of supercells headed in our general direction. So you might want to get on your computer monitor and check that sort of thing out.
Yeah, he's right. I just saw it. Yeah, the fire department got an alert for the severe thunderstorm warning.
All right. That's good. I'll have to get back into the Skywarn mode there. Maybe it's good I had a nice long nap this afternoon. Who knows? It could be a long night. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, that it just might. And I just put out a new weather station on my roof, too. What timing?
Let's see if we can't spin her off the ceiling.
Yeah, I want one of those, too, Cliff. That's one of the things it is on my to-do list, but I think antennas come first. But that would be nice to know, like wind speed, gust speed, stuff like that, you know.
They just got reissued another thunderstorm warning just now.
Well, alrighty then. Yeah, it's nice to have one of those handy. Mine is sends information to both Weather Underground and Weather Cloud. Weather Cloud says it's connected. Weather Underground can't seem to find it. But if you want to look it up, its name is, get this, ARPSIE, ARPSIE.
Yeah, I'm a fortunate one. I'm still considered honorary retired in the fire department over there, so I still get all their, what's it called, e-data, whatever it is. They page on the cell phone. I get all that stuff.
NAWRO, so you have the legacy warning system in your case, Wally. And, Cliff, that's pretty cool. You named it after our ARPSIE robot. That's pretty cool. Who's next? Cliff, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to jump on out of here, guys, because, I am out DoorDashing. I'm getting close to my delivery point, which means I got to pay real attention to the roads and all that. I just wanted to pop in and let you know what I knew of the weather. And also out here, the fog, where I'm at now, I'm down in Roseville. We got quarter-mile visibility. So anyways, with that, I'm going to say 73 CFOs. And all the other good numbers. This is NACAF. Clear after your finals.
You be good. You be safe. Yeah. It's called e-dispatch. I get that. So that's how I get all that stuff. I'm going to listen to their. They don't use talk or BHF frequencies to see what they got going on.
Yeah, they do it the old school way. It's fine. And Cliff, congratulations again. I know you jumped out, but congratulations again on the new call sign. And I know what it is, and I know why you got it, but you're still going to always be the Canadian Air Force to me. NAWRO. All right, hey, Wally, I'll jump out too because I want to start firing up the radars here. Yeah, after you, Wally.
I was telling the captain, who's my best friend, best man at my wedding and everything else, fire department over there, that they're going to force him to go encrypted. You know what he told me? They better bring a checkbook.
Over my cold, dead fire hose.
He wasn't too worried about that part of it.
He was worried about the checkbook part.
Yeah, no doubt. I bet. All right, sounds good. I'm going to wake up here. I'll be listening. NAWRO.
W8VD. Just why do. WFU's repeater. I think he's looking for me. K-E-A-W-U-O, K-E-A-L-A-X. K-E-A-W-U-O, K-E-A-W-U-O, K-E-A-L-A-X.
Dean, you should be coming over here momentarily. N-A-W-R-O.
Appreciate the heads up. I just haven't talked to him in a while. Figured I'd try to reach out, but I know he's not typically on analog RF. I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you. I also sent you a direct message. K-E-A-L-A-X. I'll be standing by and monitoring.
Yeah, copy that. We just cleared the conference bridge and I let him know, so hopefully he comes here shortly. NAWR clear, I'll check the DM.
Okay, LAX monitoring.
NAWRO, guess he never came over here, Dean. You get a chance to go to the Skywarn command. There's a nice little video link there watching the storm. So we're kind of all watching it. NAWRO.
Copy that. I picked up the daughter from work, and I'm heading over to Myers to get the fixing for some screwdrivers, and then I'll be back home.
Yeah, copy that. We have plenty of time for our side of the state here to get back home then. NAWRO, stay safe.
Copy that, Tim. I'll have the DMR on and on me the whole time. Yeah, when you have more details about the previous conversation, feel free to DM me and I'll let you know what I can do.
Yeah, copy that. Dave said because of the weather coming in, it won't be until a tomorrow morning thing, but I will let you know tomorrow a.m. You know, a little bit after 8 o'clock, I'll learn more, and then we'll go from there. NAWRO.
Sounds good. I'll be monitoring KE8LF.
Everly TMS, monitoring Wi-Fi statewide ones.
KF8, APC monitor.
N8WRO, Richmond. How's the weather doing in your area, Tim?
Good evening to you. Well, it poured pretty good only for about 10 minutes. That was about 20 minutes to half an hour ago. It kind of went over. It was raining pretty good, a little wind, but seems like it's been calmed down now.
Yeah, we might be a little behind you up here in Richmond because it was coming in at an angle there, but it looks like we're gonna dodge most of it, which is a good thing. But I hear they had some weather out there and a couple of tornadoes out there in the west side there. That's too bad. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Tornado can do a lot of damage, especially if you don't get any warning or not watching the news or anything. It just hits all of a sudden. I didn't see that on the news or somewhere I seen it. But, yeah, it's pretty quiet. It's going to warm up anyways a little bit, but with warm weather, that's where you get all the storms coming through.
Yeah, a little early, but I guess this weather can happen. Apparently it did out there in the west. But glad we didn't get it over here. And listening a couple of days, you've been trying to get a hold of Jack, but he's just never out here when you call. I do hear him out here on this one every now and then, but I haven't heard you guys connect yet.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of him off and on, but lately he hasn't been answering. He's always scanning the band different frequencies, bro. I talked to him on the GMRF. He was on there, but when he got into this digital stuff, yeah, he's all over the place now, having fun, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I remember the old days before I got back into this ham. I don't know, it's got to be about 2 years ago, whenever they started that GMRF network prior, when it was a network, but it's no longer. Yeah, I remember hearing both you guys out there. Of course, Jack was out there all the time. He was one of the main ones. It's getting to be two years ago, maybe even 3 years ago now. I can't remember.
Yeah, at least two anyways, for sure. Yeah, I've got a lot of, I don't know, some kids out there, I don't know, they've been out there every day for the past 2 or 3 weeks on the Mount Clemens 675. Just keying up, playing music, anybody's trying to talk, they're just jamming up the whole system. So we'll see how long that's going to last. Basically, they might just have to shut it down to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, I certainly don't have any inside knowledge or anything, but I think it's going to end up coming to that. I was, prior to the weather coming in, I went out and put the car in the garage just in case we got any hail. And I do have one radio in there monitoring all the time, and it was scanning to the GRMS Mount Clemens there. They're just playing music. It's just music. It's like, what? What the heck? And it didn't stop for a while. It was almost like a broadcast channel. I was about ready to call Sean, but then right then it stopped. So I don't get it.
Yeah, a few other gentlemen I talk to every morning around 5 o'clock. They're on there on their way to work. It's off for a good 40 minutes. Four or five guys. They're on there playing music, keying up mics, just trying to interfere. They're the same ones doing it. Then they're back out and we get off work, try to have a conversation, they're back out there again playing music, keying up. So, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have an answer for that one. I just don't get it. All right, Tim, nice to talk to you again. I'm going to jump out. I got to reconnect the one repeater back to Central Michigan. I think we're going to be done with the weather tonight and then get a little sleep. So you have a good one. This is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear after you.
All right, Tim. Appreciate the comeback. You so. Have yourself a fine evening. 73. So I'm just up playing, trying to figure out my menu here and find all my stations on this radio. That's what I was doing. But I'll have to give it up. Maybe try tomorrow. Have a good evening. This is KFATC, to be clear.